you want me. Anytime you need me, baby. Anytime you want me. She just know what to do. She called me on the Monday.
This is Katie J. I play drums in Lié. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people.
All right. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Oh, microphone's kind of messed up. Broadcast out of Vancouver from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Just following up from another great show from Anita, Sam Squatch Hideaway. Listening to some reggae vibes, and we have some really good smooth tunes, really up-tempo stuff, nice mix. 11.8, what do we have tonight? We have Square Pusher, Bob Dylan, what else? Billie Holiday, Weaves, Earl Sweatshirt, what else? 21 Savage, Beirut, New Beirut. And we have Courtney Barnett, Jeff Tweedy, Hey Ocean, Mark Peters, Freak Heat Waves, Daphne, Little Dragon, and a bonus gem. So lots of great stuff. Stay tuned. We're going to get the music going in a second.
Hey there, my name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
High school is not free in Kenya, East Africa. As well as tuition fees, families must find money for uniforms, including shoes, textbooks, calculators, dictionaries, pens, pencils, and more. For poor rural families earning the equivalent of $2 to $3 a day, this is often an impossible challenge. Will you help educate bright, very poor Kenyan youth to help them find a road out of poverty for their families? Just $50 a month will allow that to happen. Gifts of smaller amounts can be combined to give youth a chance through KEEF, the Kenya Education Endowment Fund, a registered, BC-based, volunteer-run educational charity. Tax-deductible receipts are available. Donations make great gifts for Christmas, graduation, anniversaries, promotions, etc. Gift cards are available. More information at www.kenyaeducation.org, or you can call us at 604-415-9397, day or evening.
They sat together in the park as the evening sky grew dark. She looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. 'Twas then he felt alone and wished that he'd gone straight and watched out for a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well, and stopped into a strange hotel with a neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of fate. Saxophone someplace far off played as she was walking on by the arcade, as the light bust through a beat up shade where he was waking up. She dropped a coin into the cup above a blind man at the gate and forgot about a simple twist of fate. Was bare. He didn't see her anywhere. He told himself he didn't care. Pushed the window open wide. Felt that emptiness inside to which he just could not relate. Brought on by a simple twist of fate. He hears the ticking of the clocks and walks along with a parrot that talks. Hunts her down by the waterfront docks where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. How long must he wait? One more time for his simple twist of fate. People tell me it's a sin to know and feel too much within. I still believe she was my twin, but I lost the ring. She was born in spring, but I was born too late. Blame it on this simple twist of fate.
Just do nothing, we don't mind. If just do nothing, we don't mind. How many faking they streams? Getting they plays from machines. I can see behind the smoking mirrors, niggas ain't really big as they seem. I never say anything, everybody got their thing. Some niggas make millions, other niggas make memes. I'm on a money routine, I don't want smoke, I want cream. I don't want no more comparisons, this is a marathon. And I'm aware I've been playing a bet from a lack of promotions. I never was one for the bragging and boasting. I guess I was hoping the music would speak for itself, but the people want everything else. Okay, no problem, I show up on every one album. You know what the outcome will be. I'm betting a thousand, it's got to the point that these rappers don't even like rapping with me. Fuck it, come my nigga 21 Savage just hit me and told me he sent me a spot on a new record he got. He called it a lot, I open my book and I jot. Pray for Tekashi, they wanting a rap. I picture him inside a cell on a cot, reflecting on how he made it to the top, wondering if it was worth it or not. I pray for Markel cause they fucked up a shot. Just want you to know that you got it, my nigga. Though I never met you, I know that you special. And that the Lord bless you, don't doubt it, my nigga. Dennis Madrunia, stay solid, my nigga. I'm on a tangent, not how I planned it. I had some fans that hopped in a bandit ship when they thought that I wasn't gon' pan. Now I got a plan. They say the success is the greater revenge. Tell all your friends, call on a mission, submitting the spot is the greatest that did it before it all ends, nigga.
How much money you got? A lot. How many problems you got? A lot. How many people done doubted you? A lot. Left you out to rot? A lot. How many pray that you flaunt? A lot. How many lawyers you got? A lot. How many times you got shot? A lot. How many niggas you shot? A lot. How many times did you ride? A lot. How many niggas done died? A lot. How many times did you cheat? A lot. How many times did you lie? A lot. How many times did she leave? A lot. How many times did she cry? A lot. How many chances she done gave you? Fuck around with these thighs. A lot.
Who loves to get discounts? Come down to CITR with deals and you can count. We've partnered with some local businesses, so come down to us to get your card before it's too late.
As a member of CITR Discorder, you get amazing deals with some of Vancouver's finest local businesses, such as Devil Mayware, Audiopile, the Stormcrow Tavern and Ale House, the Biltmore, Book Warehouse, and Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium. For more information, visit CITR.ca/friends.
Wow, that was pretty incredible. Shout out to those guys that created that wonderful ad. Haven't really heard a Friends theme song interpolation quite like that. I think that was top notch, so good work. Speaking of good work, 21 Savage featuring J. Cole. I didn't even realize it's J. Cole. I was just concentrating on 21 Savage and the beat by Juicy J of 666 Mafia. A Lot is the track. Best rap song of the year. Maybe probably song of the year right now. I don't even know if it's even close. That beat is absolutely ridiculous. And that is I Love You for All Seasons by The Fuzz. From 1974, I believe, just a classic soul track, one of my favorites, and the, I guess, the soul sample on that, and then with the 808 drums, 666 Mafia are known for having the best drums out of any hip-hop group or any producer kind of group, so, yeah, just a really great return to form. Red Water, Earl Sweatshirt, there's no return to form there because he's been on point for about 7 years. I would say he's the best rapper in the business, although Vince Staples is very close, if not tied, if not above. And I'm really liking the 21 Savage these days. I didn't really get into his work earlier. But anyways, Earl Sweatshirt did a kind of J Dilla donut style album, 1.5 to 2 minute tracks. It's absolutely brilliant. 4.5 stars, no question. It might graduate to a classic. Just out of control. It's so good, and it just gets better with repeat listens. Check it out. Closest thing to Mad Villainy and Donuts I've heard in a long time. MF by Weaves, Wide Open. That's a great record. They're a great Canadian album, or great band, and I'm looking forward to the next album. That was released about 1.5 years ago, but really like that moody groove. And speaking of moody grooves, Traveling Light, Billie Holiday, 1942, a single. No one comes close to Billie Holiday before or after. Just really love her work. And she has a really incredible story, and shout out, she lived too far short of a life, but had some incredible contributions to music, and that's definitely one of my favorite tracks of hers. Simple Twist of Fate, Bob Dylan, my favorite Bob Dylan record, no question, 1975's Blood on the Track, Simple Twist of Fate, nice nostalgic value there, wonderful song, just beautiful album. And he, I heard he had the band, you know, typically we know the Canadian band, but then also his studio musicians, and they weren't keeping up and saying that he was going too slow and reverting back to his folk days and deserting his electric, you know, grooves or electric, I guess, model that he was doing, and or era. And so people didn't want to play with him, and they're kind of frustrated. And he's just like, screw it, I'm just going to go and make the best acoustic relationship album of all time. Shout out to Beck Sea Change, but that's still the best. And prior to that, Square Pusher, Tom Ibb. The album is, what is the album called again? I forget. Go Plastic from 2001. Again, Lost in Translation. Need I say more? Yeah, just a wonderful, wonderful instrumental. So we got lots of great music. We have some really great brand new stuff coming up right now. This is Beirut. Who would have thought, you know? I remember when Beirut dropped, you know, when I was in school and a youth, and I was just thinking the most incredible stuff I've heard, and they just came out with another kind of return album. Comeback of the year, Beirut. Thank you.
many siblings. I got a brother, Blake. He's 4 years older than me, and I guess he always will be. Yeah, he's clever and he's got a cool girlfriend. Oh, but wait, now that they're engaged, so I hope they have kids so I can be a cool auntie. Yeah, I'm waiting here for you. I'm waiting here for you. What'd you think of the ultimate ending? I'll fast forward, get busy pretending that, well, I've seen everything. Can I get you anything? A soda, can't part with lemon. Well, you got it. I got better things to do than shave.
sick, useless, like fists. I wrestle on TV, but no one ever lets me win. I lean on the wall like a broom, confused by the scope of it all. Any fool can tell the truth. I don't think past year at one to the sun.
Glad to let you take my life. I can't let go. Oh, I Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
All right. That actually sounds like a really great show. I'm going to check that out. Pop Drone, Wednesdays 10 to 11:30. We were listening to some really great acoustic work. That was Mark Peters' Cabin Hill. The album is Inner Land, released 2018. That's an artist I just discovered recently. I really liked that single and liked how complex that instrumental was and how it kept the groove going. And I'm going to check out their album, and I look forward to playing more of their work. Hey Ocean, they made a great album a year ago. It's called The Herd of Happiness. That's Can't Let Go. And as the kind of listeners from quite a ways back remember, I'm really into well done, just solid pop rock. And I think that Canadian bands have a really good stake in the global pop rock game. And I'm really a big fan of Hey Ocean's last record, as well as Stars and some other great artists. So don't doubt the pop rock for its great, great tunes and great, great mood making. Jeff Tweedy, one of my favorite artists and vocalists, released a debut solo album last year, or the tail end of last year. It's called Warm. It's excellent and made my honorable mentions. It's just a really great Wilco style record. But yeah, you can't get enough of Jeff Tweedy. He's an icon, and that's why I play the promo all the time. And we also had, before that, Courtney Barnett, Small Talk is the new single. What can I say about Courtney Barnett? How damn good is Courtney Barnett? Like, that track is absolutely out of control good. Just top-notch work. And looking forward to a new album. Hopefully it's kind of soon, because Tell Me How You Really Feel is one of my favorite albums last year by far, and looking forward to anything new from them or from her. And the thing is that Courtney Barnett seems like one of those artists that comes out with new music each year. So when the quality control is so high, it's just an amazing accomplishment. And again, Beirut, comeback band of the year, no question, Gallipoli. I've listened to the record a few times. It's classic Beirut. Check it out. It's really damn good. I'm going to be sure to play some more of that stuff in upcoming shows. So we'll stay tuned, because we have some more great music to close things out. We'll see you next week. Valentine's Day special. You know I'm going to do it up. All right. Thank you for listening. We'll see you soon. Thank you.
is dim and it is cold, and me, I'll miss this place. I'm in a sentimental state while running late. Trams forget to stop. And everything's in boxes packed up, stamped to go.
Hi, this is Jeff from Wilco, and you're listening to CITR Vancouver.
101.9 FM in British Columbia. Jeez.
CITR 101.9 FM.